It's my pleasure to introduce our speaker this morning, and that would be Margot Covington, who in our conversation this morning identified herself as the slumdog millionaire, because all of the events of her life, and they are wild and many, she's been a rock and roll singer, she's been a realtor, she's been a business consultant, among many other things, and all of that has conspired to bring her forward to the present moment where she is a lymphatic decongestive therapist. And way much more. Let's please welcome Margot. We're looking forward to your talk.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, I'm so glad to be here this morning, and I wanted to let you know that I made my talk shorter so that we could have time for questions afterwards, in case you have any questions. It's interesting. By the way, this is the first time I've talked about lymph at all in public. So this is a very big deal for me. You not only get the first public talk on lymph, but you get my edgiest topic because I got to check out your website. And I want to appreciate Kathy Stark because she invited me to ask here. And I want to appreciate that she understands me so well that she thought you guys might like this. I find it interesting that Spirit brought me here for my first talk about lymphatic experience. And spirit-body connection is this edgiest for me to imagine speaking about publicly for the first time. And yet, oh my God, here I am, talking about my beliefs about spirit and lymph. So let's start with an introduction of my lymph experience, because we sort of need that for a foundation. I'm 11 years cancer survivor, no chemo, no radiation. I had thyroid cancer and surgery. And in that process, I met my lymphatic machine that we'll talk about in a second. I bought that machine 6 weeks after my surgery and started working with friends. And so I have personal as well as professional experience in lymph. And while I do use a machine with wands that send light, sound, and electromagnetic current into the body that breaks up lymphatic congestion at the molecular level, allowing it to wash out, I've also learned a lot by noticing what I notice and have come to my own beliefs about and professional approach to the lymphatic system, which includes spiritual beliefs. But let's start just foundationally with a little bit of what's the lymph? Three-dimension, the lymph in our body, and by the way, there is a handout out there, so you don't have to have this all, but just so we all are sort of on the same page of what the lymph is, you can get that out there. It's there, out on the table. And we'll talk about the beliefs about spirit, beliefs in spirit in a moment. But the lymphatic system was only really discovered and integrated into modern medicine about 100 years ago, and at my age, that doesn't seem like that long. I was initially trained in the European model of lymph flow and subsequently steeped in a holistic method for using my machine, upon which I built my approach that you'll hear more about when we talk about the spirit aspect in a moment. Then this last April, I was more expert certified in a more medical approach to the lymphatic system. And that training showed me in no uncertain terms that the medical approach flatly contradicts in at least one key way the holistic model from which I have made the greatest number of additional discoveries that I have experienced that comprise my current beliefs about our lymph. So the medical beliefs about lymph flatly contradict the holistic beliefs in at least one fundamental way that we don't have time to get into today. Suffice it to say, what I share are my beliefs. And for you doctors out there, just ask after this talk, I'll translate. So I could talk for hours or even days about my understanding of lymph in the body. I love it. Briefly and foundationally to the next segment, my experience is that the lymphatic system does four main functions in our bodies. Number one, it's our immune system with 600 to 1,000 lymph nodes in the body. It's our recycling system. All the clean lymph goes back into the backbeat of the heart, back into our blood. It's the sewer or trash system for our body. And when we can't get the trash out, it sequesters and dehydrates fluid balance in our bodies. So each organ has its own lymph nodes and its own lymph flow. Healthy bodies contain 2 times as much lymph fluid as blood. Who knew? The heart pumps the blood. The muscles pump the lymph. Think of these as pump handles. And even laughter pumps lymph. I like you guys. You laugh a lot. If you want more, you can see my website, or because this is on my website as well, but it's just margocovington.com, or you can read that. So now that we sort of all are on something of the same page of what the lymphatic system does in 3 dimensions, let's talk about the lymph in spirit. I also believe what Bruce Lipton shows in his cell biology expertise, as described in his book, The Biology of Beliefs, that the cells respond based on their perceptions, or what he calls beliefs. So I'm here today to talk about what I also believe, that spirit rules the mind, mind rules the emotions, emotions rule the body, spirit rules everything, so we can experience spontaneous remission. And I have actually felt, along with each of 2 clients during their session, much to our astonishment and laughter, lymph congestion suddenly, instantly gone. Now you feel it, now you don't. One lady said, "I felt like I just lost 60 pounds. She could afford to do that. In both cases, now this is the interesting piece here. We were, of course, working with the machine, but my clients were also working with some kind of additional morphic field technology while we were working with the wands. And I'm referring to morphic fields as defined by Rupert Sheldrake. In the first case, my client was a Sikh and was using mantras. The second client was using emotional freedom technique, or EFT tapping, about an emotional issue that she had. Could we say that a morphic field in spirit, the first woman's mantra, helped change that first client's physicality? Could we also say that a morphic field of emotions, the second client using the emotional freedom technique or EFT tapping, helped change her physicality? I believe that yes, they likely did. They likely did. Can I be 100% sure? Nah. But I sure have come to believe it's true. I have literally felt many, many clients' lymphatic congestion appear to begin breaking up faster, though not instantly like those two, when they use emotional or energy spiritual tools. Amazing. It's just amazing. Like our brain looking at a stubbed toe, I can understand that our spirit can look down at the pain of a stubbed toe and say, "Oh, that was just something to go past to get where we want to go," or, "Oh goodness, thanks for showing me the ouch spot, let's stop here." Like the toe, we may not be able to see the big picture that our spirit can see. All we know is, ow. So I believe that spirit sees all the context. Next, our mind can say, "Okay, now I want to feel that emotion," or, "Not now, I'm at work." We know mind can change our body chemistry, as scientists have recently proven. We know that our adrenaline can kick into high gear when we're in physical or emotional danger. We complain of stress headaches, and on and on. I recently heard from a client that a scientist she was reading suggested that our bodies provide us with a historical record of what we have experienced. I really see that in the land of lymph. As lymph decongests in our 3-dimensional space and time world, I've repeatedly seen that the symptoms often leave in the reverse order that they were laid down. I imagine that it's like sedimentary layers of lymphatic congestion that get laid down slowly, slowly over time. And as the lymph decongests, we often experience the chemistry of the layer where a trauma or toxic exposure got laid down. We routinely see the emotions of that era, the physical symptoms of that era expressing themselves. I hear things like, "I don't know why I was so depressed and craving sugar. I haven't felt that in years." Yeah, she got to the sedimentary layer of the craving sugar and depression. Huh. And personally, some years ago, and now I've been doing decongestion now for 11 years, you know, detoxification, because I live in that world. But I could personally smell tar coming out of my body, and so could another woman. Having gotten a lot of tar on my feet by walking down the beach as a child, my grandparents had a beach house, it came as no surprise that I got to my tar layer. It was amazing. I could smell it. She could smell it. For 2 weeks, I got to the tar layer. I also noticed that what my clients believe, this is really important, I really want you guys to get this. I noticed that what my clients believe seems to impact their bodies. If they have faith in something working well in their lives, while also noticing what isn't, many seem to decongest or detoxify faster, more comfortably. Key to that appears to be that they are also experiencing the feeling tone that goes with that belief. I want to say that again. Key to that appears to be that they are also experiencing the feeling tone that goes with that belief. So here are 8 examples of what some of the beliefs that I've heard can sound like and feel like. And see if you can feel the feeling tone of each one. You guys might actually be able to do that. You guys are the wonderful edgy group to start with. Number 1, I believe my spirit is taking 100% good care of me, so I know this uncomfortable symptom or diagnosis is perfect, even if I can't see how quite yet. That was me with cancer. I believe that my body knows how to heal itself and is doing a great job of supporting this process. I believe in God, and I find comfort in my church community. I thank my body regularly for supporting my soul in this edgy expression of my life. That was from a woman who was a teenage drug addict and only just cured hepatitis C recently. Wow. I thank my body regularly for supporting my soul in this expression of my life. I believe that fear changes my body chemistry, so I would prefer to stay in a calmer state so that I'm not running the chemistry of fear in my body. Some say the chemistry of fear or fighting exacerbates cancer. So I send love to the crazy cells, as I call them, and let them know I appreciate all that they've done for me. Now, please leave my body and let my whole body heal. Thank you for all your gifts. Now leave, please. The extreme sport model. Knowing what's wrong and focusing on above the horizon line. My brother's an extreme sport guy. And he said that a friend of his saved her own life. She was losing control of her paraglider wing. And like they train in paragliding, that you know all the gnarly facts. I have control here. I don't have control here. You know, this is bad. That's not working. This is working. And then you focus above the horizon line where you want to go, not where you're afraid you're about to crash. And she saved her own life by doing that. And I've also heard that in long-distance motorcycle riding, the saying is, if you look down, you fall down. So in this model of health, you know what's not working, even into every detail, while also holding the vision of health. So it's not denial. It's holding two seemingly contradictory views as both are possible with ease and grace. Disease and health. It's a paradox. And both can be occurring at the same time. I love that one. I look around and, you know, the polar bears are dying. I go, okay. How can we keep our vision on the joys? So, 7, one of my former clients is a shaman. She bought the machine and last I heard requires all of her shamanic students to buy one. They need to clean their lymph in preparation for their shamanic lessons. I find that fascinating. And I recently took a biodynamic cranial sacral introduction class. They talk about spirit coming into form in the fluids of the body. Oh, I get it. That there is where they believe consciousness comes into bodily form in the cranial sacral fluid, and for me that means lymph. We go straight into lymph. Another practitioner recently told me that she learned that the soul makes its connection to the body through the lymph. I love it. So, in conclusion, I believe that spirit rules the mind, mind rules the emotions, emotions rule the body, spirit rules all. The sedimentary layers of lymphatic congestion can be a wonderful way to understand those connections in the weaves and densities of frequencies, fluids, and dehydration of layers in our bodies. I see the energetic patterns and configurations of energetic patterns that seem to create a continuity in that conversation. And often those lines seem to be blurry for me these days. I see countless tools and information available now that we have choices of release and freedom every second of every day, from ever more kinds of methods and machines, including the ones I use that impact the three-dimensional body, to emotional tools like EFT tapping, emotion code, access consciousness, and spiritual tools like celebration services, prayer, energy healers, and quantum science connections, to name only a few. Used together, they appear to speed up the process of clearing up old hurts, from tricky, painful childhoods to physical traumas and toxic exposures, in a way that seems to provide less pain, more health, and more ease, grace, gratitude, freedom, and more joy in life, in the body, in the emotions, in the mind. I have experienced that we can gently, systematically detoxify our experiences and body for the rest of our lives, finding ever more freedom, ease, and grace. And I believe that we can find relief and release in changing the impact of our own histories on our current experience by decongesting, breaking apart the grip of the patterns of the emotional and physical traumas in our bodies in a way that both acknowledges how far we've come while also supporting a new view of a new story that provides even more ease in our lives, in our spirits, in our minds, in our emotions, in our lymphatic bodies. And that this process is very self-empowering, health-improving, joyful, and freeing. I say this from both professional and personal experience. Thank you. So, questions? Yes. I have faith that my body can heal itself and that the lymph system is moved by breathing and normal exercise. So why do I need a machine or spiritual assistance? I believe because we are all the divine incarnate here playing with limits and boundary space and time, we've come to experience pretty edgy games. I came here apparently to, experience cancer. And it was a very frightening experience. But I now can look back on that and say, oh, I came. I didn't want it, in my conscious mind, but my spirit was saying, we're going to do cancer. So I believe that we came and we're playing, like Jeff said at the beginning, as we're, let's go in there and have fun and experience God or something like that as we came out of the circle. I think that we're here to kind of experience these edgy games. What's cancer like? Just like my brother is a paraglider, he chooses that. Our spirit chose edgy games. So now why do we need, so we get to play? Well, do you want to play with the spirit way of working through that? Do you want to play with the emotional way of working through that? Do you want to try a machine, see how that helps? In the three-dimensional space and time, let's just then bring it back to this kind of answer. With the 84,000 man-made chemicals currently on the market, and only 1% of those have been tested, we are asking our bodies to metabolize far more than our grandparents and great-grandparents. And we have a very different set of conditions, and our lymphatic system is on overload. Most of us have a lot of overload. We're in a time where that is seems to be largely true, and even people who live in very pristinely clean places, when they've had their blood test, to have, you know, 185 man-made chemicals. So we are in an edgy game time, an extreme sport time, particularly with our bodies. And so we can use machines to, you know, help clean those up and experience a whole rainbow of different kinds of experience in our bodies. Have there been any studies using the lymph machine or not using the lymph machine, and what are the results? The people who manufacture the machine, these are very, 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 very expensive studies. No, they have not done them yet. They are in the process of trying to do those, and that is why they are doing the medical model so that they can get these in hospitals. All I have is anecdotal in my fingers. What I find is that most people will tell me that they find that the machine breaks up lymphatic congestion at the molecular level, allowing it to wash out, and then the massage techniques seem to help move it through. So it's really just all my clients. I don't have a $1 million study for that. I would say, though, this is the really fun thing. I've had 11 years of feeling this, and my clients are feeling this, and I knew early on that there was lymph flow in the brain. I just, because I could feel it. I could put a wand here and I could feel it. Well, I took the medical training this April, no lymph flow in the brain. Okay, and then July 1st of this year, so just 2 months ago, oh my God, the University of Virginia did this big study. Oh my God, there's lymph in the brain. There's this huge flow. Oh my God, we're going to have to rewrite the textbooks. So I would like to say that some of our anecdotal stuff may have some value. I think we've got time for one last question. Bill? Any number of things, really. Each person has their own one that they sort of resonate with. And so notice the resonance language, that we each have our own frequencies. And so when we combine frequencies, you know, if we're all frequencies, really, then each and every one that you do has its resonance with you. So I say go for greatness, you know, try them all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.